and or maybe a few iced potatoes or when he could buy them. Mm-hmm. A few onions when he could buy them. Mm-hmm. So that was living with old people. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of them had to go out there and eat pepper grass. You ever see pepper grass? Mm-hmm. Be a little bunch, get about that big around, green, hot. When you eat it, be hot. Got 6 or 7 sprinkled around on it, be hot. Mm-hmm. That'd be pepper grass. They cook parts of that. Cook pork salad. You ever hear of pork salad?
I've heard of it.
Well, they cook pork salad. You take pork salad and boil it, then take it out of the water and you squeeze it. You got it out that water and put it back in another water and put your grease in it. Mm-hmm. Onions, cut up your few onions in it. Eat pretty good. I used to eat good. Well, that's what they had to eat back then. Uh-huh. Well, now, when they ate that stuff, they didn't. Wasn't too much sickness. Mm-hmm. If a doctor come to you 2 or 3 times, evidently he killed you. He didn't have to come back. Nowadays, if you go to a doctor, he's come back next week, next month, come back next day or something like that.
Yeah.
To your lifetime, right? Huh?
Yeah.
Now what to do? What make that?
I don't know.
Well, the old people way back. Now heap of them say you had an exercise. Mm-hmm. Now today. No, there are lots of people go out and make exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, you have different exercise types. Mm-hmm. I notice you have something like a bicycle. You exercise yourself, wake your feet and wake your hand, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. I notice some of them get out and walk 2 and 3 miles every morning. Mm-hmm. Then they go to work. He said that give you exercise to keep your limber up. Mm-hmm. I know some people or run 2 miles, young people. Mm-hmm. You know, no old person can do it. Well, that gives exercise like that.
Mm-hmm. Those pickets you mentioned, were they pointed up at the?
You could, when you saw your tree off, you saw a square. Square is my hand with a cross cut saw. Mm-hmm. Old time, you had a saw you pull like this. Mm-hmm. And saw it off. All right, when you saw it off, it'd be square, like my hand. All right, then you split it up, and you had a fro. When you split it up, the pieces about that thick, you'd ride pickets out of it.
Was the picket pointed up at the sharp?
Well, there's some of them, if you want it for make it beauty, for a yard or something, you'd point them. Mm-hmm. Now, for garden, you didn't have to point them, or didn't many people point them. But on the yard, when you made your little yard around your house, it would be a different. You know, way back there, they had what you call a mad dog. Well, you had to have yard around your house because any old dog could run in your yard or anything, you know. Mm-hmm. But now you could point them on each side, point them up like that around your yard. But around a garden, you didn't point no pickets. Mm-hmm. You just went on and cut them square and made your garden.
Mm-hmm. You call that a picket fence then? Or?
Right. Picket fence garden. Uh-huh. Nowadays, they use wire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wire. You don't have to use that.
What do they call that kind of twisted wire?
Well, that would be barbed wire. Uh-huh. You'd be a barbed wire, a strand of barbed wire.
If you were going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Well, when you build a barbed wire fence, you dig your holes about 8 to 10 foot apart. Then you put a post in there, mm-hmm. just like this bed, these posts. Take your wire and you start wherever you want it and put it about 4 or 5 strands. That is to keep cattle in. Mm-hmm. That's not for people or hogs or chicken or nothing. That's keep cattle in mm-hmm. like that. Mule, horses.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose rock or stone?
Out of what?
Rock or stone.
No, not perfect all the way around. I see it on the road where people